Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Spring will soon be
gone. That's right. We're closing in on that Dom Giordano show, our favorite time of the year. We have with us the new mayor of Wild. Well, everything's new is old is new again.
Cyclical.
They keep putting, yeah.
Life's a circle, Dom.
Right. I mean, he's got the biggest billboards out there. Wherever you step around the cement work in Wildwood, the name is right there.
Struggling over some cement as we speak.
Oh, is he? Yeah. Absolutely. Mayor Ernie Triano is with us because he's part of the bringing President Trump to Wildwood huge event that's going to be happening. I want to see, Dan, is the Inquirer going to tell us, you know, I know you thought WrestleMania brought $100 million. How much does Trump bring to Wildwood? January 28th.
$500 million.
Yeah, the last time, doing it in the middle of the winter, the Bolero, Rich, as he always told me, even opened up. There was hot water in some of those hotels. Yeah. I bet that brought $10 million to Wildwood easily. To do that in January 28th in Wildwood?
I wonder if the mayor knows.
Let's go to Mayor Ernie and welcome him back to the show. Mayor, welcome back. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you for the invite.
Well, thank you. I remember one of the last times we spoke when you were mayor. We talked about the Kate Smith statue. We talked about what they were doing around that that made national news. And it's good to have you back. So what can you tell us about this Trump event? We're told it's on Lincoln Avenue.
Well, it's going to be on the same footprint as the Country Music Festival that we have in June.
All right.
So, it's basically between Mariner's Landing and Adventure Pier.
And right there on the beach, like near the water, or how does that work? Is it a stage that's...
It'll be on the beach. It'll be a stage. The Trump team will be putting out a press release. They were supposed to be this morning, but I think now it's been postponed to tomorrow.
Okay. So, Ernie, tell me your thoughts on that, because the upside, that's you were there in Wildwood on the 28th a few years back. It was stunning for Wildwood to see that kind of attention and turnout. But if you remember, we were even suspect of some people kind of slow walking the road so you couldn't get into Wildwood. Bridges down, little bridges, stuff like that happened. So politically, how does this play?
Well, it's anytime you get a visit from an ex-president or a president, the next president coming to your community, it's exciting. It brings a lot to the community. Brings national attention to our town, which it's positive and to many people. Some people, it's not. But that's why they make chocolate vanilla ice cream. Everybody's got their opinions.
Well,
And you know what? And again, this is not January. This will be Mother's Day weekend. It'll be the 11th. They actually wanted to come here last year. In August, but it's just we didn't have the resources, the manpower to cover that kind of an event.
So do you have any role in it? Will you be speaking, introducing, kissing babies?
I feel like Ernie's the perfect guy for Trump. You got a blue-collar guy who's worked his way up as a concrete into a role as mayor. It seems natural for you to speak, Ernie.
I'll do whatever they ask me to do. If it's sitting in the background, I'll sit in the background. If it's sitting on the sidelines, I'll sit on the side. Look, I'm just here to offer, I think, one of the greatest beaches and resort areas around. Thank you for once again wanting to come to our community. The last time you were here, you had the largest request for tickets of any venue you've ever done. So I think that speaks volumes of not only the Wildwood area, but the fact that the draw from this Mid-Atlantic area for President Trump. So we're excited to have it. We're excited to be able to be a part of it. And we're looking forward to, you know, again, I know there's going to be people out there that don't want him. He's no good. It's this. Everybody's got their opinions. And at least we get this side of the opinion. And, you know, where the other side comes from, that's up to them. It's not my problem at this point.
Ernie Triano with us, the new mayor of Wildwood once again. Ernie, how long were you mayor? We'll give listeners a sense of your reign there in Wildwood.
Well, I was elected in 99, became mayor in 2003, sat out the last 4 years, and just like a bad penny, I'm back.
So you mentioned the country music, which is, that's the week, the first week that we summer in North Wildwood, down there, Ernie, butting you. And it is amazing, the turnout, and the crowd seems to be pretty good. In other words, I don't see violence or anything else, but it's upwards of 30 or 40,000 people. Is that what you expect?
For the Country Music Festival, yeah, exactly. They actually, this ticket sales are up over last year's by quite a margin, and they're telling me that they're real close to eclipsing, becoming the largest country festival in the country.
Wow.
So we're excited about that. Again, I have a beach. You know, we always kid around about, you know, I feel terrible for North Wildwood this year. They lost so much of their beach. And I have always said that, you know, Wildwood's so popular, even the sand comes to Wildwood. And that's what's happened.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Well, I think go ahead.
You know, I said we just want to let our North Wildwood neighbors know that, I know that Patrick, the mayor of North Wildwood, is working with the governor trying to get some beach blown in for this year. But if not, we have plenty of beach. We welcome them to come down to our beach. We have more than enough to share, and we'd certainly like to let everybody know that you may not have a beach down on your street, but you certainly have all the beach you want in Wildwood. And I know people are going to be running shuttles and what have you, and we'd be happy to have you come down and share our resources, of which we have plenty.
So, Ernie, some of the acts, I don't know if you're, for some reason, I'm not sure you're a country music guy, but Dan, my producer, tells me the headliners are Luke Bryan, Keith Urban, Kane Brown, and the Beach Boys. Wow.
Yeah, they don't get a whole lot bigger than that. I mean, we've had Carrie Underwood, we had Leonard Skinner, we had Kid Rock, we've had, you name the country acts, they've been here. Zach Brown, it's the place to be, and we're looking to make sure that this doesn't go anywhere, and that it continues to stay here for for foreseeable future. So the people that put it on, they're just great group of people. They want to make sure that everything's done properly and top notch, and they're the kind of people that we love to do business with.
Absolutely. So now that you're mayor again this summer, anything else that is more your agenda, your mark, Ernie, anything special to you?
Well, you know, every day is a Saturday night, you know, and and we just, well, yeah, we do. I'll tell you what we have, Don. We created the Bobby Rydell Foundation. And the Bobby Rye Foundation is a group of local people and Philadelphia people, along with Linda, his wife. We are in the process of putting a sculpture together, a bronze sculpture of Bobby. Zenos Ferdakis out of Philadelphia area, Glenside, is doing the the statue, and he's unbelievably phenomenal with his way his life, his statues are so lifelike. It'll be a bronze statue. It'll be about 7 feet tall. It'll be placed at the entrance off Ocean Avenue into Fox Park. And what's special about this tribute to Bobby, because he was such a Wildwood guy, he created the iconic song, which is our official song of the city. Inside that statue will be a bronze heart. And in that heart will be his remains. That'll be his final resting place.
Wow.
So we're asking for donations to help us put this. It's a $200,000 statue. So we've been running all kinds of events. We have an event in Philly a week from Friday night at Chickie and Pete's, at Sock Hop. We're just doing a lot of different events to try to raise the money to put this statue up in honor of what we consider a real, true friend of Wildwood, and not only that, a brother of Wildwood.
Oh, an all-timer, without a doubt. He is it. He faces that. By the way, Ernie, put on your calendar, too. Dan will be inviting you. There's Dom Giordano Day, which is June 21st this year. And we celebrate it over at Mulligan's in Wildwood Crest, just on the other side of the line. But certainly, we'd love to have you. You'll be an honored guest. We take in all of Wildwood.
Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm telling you, Dom, I'm going to break it to you easy here. Mulligan's is two blocks from where I live, and Mulligan's is in Wildwood.
It is. Wait a minute.
Wildwood,
we got a
dispute
here. That's even better, Dan. It's in Wildwood. I always thought it was Wildwood Crest.
There's such a dispute
Absolutely
over this location.
Not.
Yes.
Well, it's on Hildreth Avenue, and that's Wildwood, and Wildwood.
All right. That makes it even better. Not in the suburbs. We're in the heart of Wildwood there, Dan.
Hey, can I just...
You're in the heart of my neighborhood.
Okay.
Excited, but I want to underline also, he didn't mention that Sock Hop. It's coming up April 26th from 7 to 11 p.m. at Chickie and Pete's from the Bobby Rydell Foundation. And
Chickie and Pete's over in near the ballpark?
Yeah, Packer Avenue.
Packer Avenue,
yep.
Okay.
Packer Avenue. And I'll tell you what, Pete Cherokee really stepped up to help us out with this, and we're grateful for him and his people that are running the event for us. And again, we're asking for funds for donations to help us with this event with the statue. Nobody's making a penny off of it. We're doing all kinds of stuff to generate the revenue to be able to honor. One of Wildwood's own, you know.
And I call it back because I think you both have a lot good to say about this guy, but Dom too. Hall of Famer at 10 p.m. Bob Pantano spinning some records. So
that's exactly right. Sure, absolutely.
Yeah,
we're buddies. Yeah,
Bob started his career at Surf Club in 1973 at my father-in-law's place, and I was working the door. way back with Bobby. Way back.
We were in the same group at Newman, Ernie, for 4 years. Same deal. Well, Ernie, we can hardly wait to get down there. Dan will get in touch with you, but this has developed into a big event. We have to have the mayor of Wildwood, since we're in Wildwood, to come over and celebrate it.
Absolutely, and congratulations on your day. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I don't even have a day.
Well, you know what, Dan? Officially, by the powers invested in me, we will make that Ernie Triano Day subset. I'm serious. Put that on there.
We're
going to fill this gap. We didn't know that was the case.
Subheadline?
Yes.
I got to tell you something, Dom. There's no way that I could even stand in par with you. So I'll be over there supporting you and your Dom Giordano Day. And, I mean, from one paizan to another, guys, this couldn't get any better.
They all want to be Italian, Ernie. That's the type of day it is. We know it.
I do.
Well, you're right. There's only two types of people in the world, Italians and those who want to be Italian.
Exactly right. Ernie, thank you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We'll see you pretty soon.
Hi, Dom. Hey, thanks for the invite. And anytime you need me, you know where I'm at.
All right. Thanks, Ernie. All right. Cement Work by Traiano. Oh, goodness.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. All right. So I forget what it's the Italian festival, Dan. They used to do it in June, I think. So one year they had me as the guy. The next year it was Bobby Rydell. Now, that's pretty tough to compete against in Wildwood. You know what I mean? And what you do is Philly Cuz is the guy, Phil Battaglia, who's a friend. They have you walk in a procession with a priest and other sacramentals into the front thing on a stage and all. And look, I've done a lot of places where it's hard to know what to say. Another guy that I really did it for a charity had me at halftime at a rodeo. What do you say at that? I don't know who was listening. I did it.
Were you like being chased by the bulls?
No.
Jumping in the barrels?
That would be better. I'm on a big thing hundreds of feet high out there over the rodeo calling stuff and all. Can you imagine?
Love it. Did you put on a southern accent?
No.
Welcome to the rodeo. My name's Dom Dierdon.
That's what Joe Biden would do. All right. So
I wanted to put a lot on the mayor there. There is a lot I need to know about Wildwood. One, do you have a star on the Walk of Fame in Wildwood?
It's, you know what? Can you ask, text him and ask
him? You want me to
that?
Text him that?
Yeah, ask
okay,
him.
Okay. I didn't know if, because it's the first time he's back. You guys go back like 15 years, it feels like.
Oh, yeah. He's the one that came on first, Dan, when they were taking away Kate Smith and said, "Oh, my dead body. Well, they take that statue away."
And I also wanted to put it on him because Mayor Pete, for a couple of years there, every year he was trying to one-up himself with, he offered you a lifeguarding spot and, honorary firefighter.
We don't forget Mayor Pete. The invite's already out to him. You can never have too many mayors.
And I just wonder if Ernie can one-up mayor, former Mayor Pete.
Maybe Johnny said that the other day, but that it is in Wildwood. Because there's only one mayor there I have a problem with. You know who that is. The guy in Wildwood Crest.
Yes.
He's the guy that wanted to shut the bridge down. All the bridges into Wildwood. And got the other two mayors in trouble during COVID. Then you'd have to show paper showing you had a house there. Can you imagine this guy? Of course he won't come on. I feel easier now. I can tell Mulligan's is in Wildwood.
Yes. Got confirmation from the mayor.
Yeah. I don't know. That seems an awfully long way down. Hildreth, the Hudson. Yeah. Okay.
Close to the bay.
That's even better. It's officially in Wildwood. Yeah, damn, what the heck? We have to have the mayor of North Wildwood there, too. I don't know about the mayor of West Wildwood. That's kind of a weird place. It's a couple blocks, and they have a full city government, you know?
Patrick Rosanello joined us last week.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Talked about it. If you want to go back, listen on the podcast. More information, curious about what he was talking about there with North Wildwood being Mayor Ernie. We had North Wildwood Mayor Patrick Rosanello last week talking about the sand situation that's very close to Dom's heart because that's his vacation on this.
Well, look, I can put up with it. Dome. You know who is having trouble putting up with it. Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. By the way,
like, do you guys not have a beach? Like, as it currently sits, if you guys were to go down the end of the street, is there just... nowhere
we're
to go.
Told almost. I'm still going to go there, but I've been told.
Yeah,
it's
but if there's not a beach, what can you do? You
it's
sit
a 10
on the
by 10 by 10.
Really?
Something like that. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Tough.
They banned the cabanas and all that. I'm happy.
Yeah.
By the way, an update on the groundhog situation. I'll give you that coming up. There's a monkey wrench in it or a squirrel wrench in it now. Uh-oh. Wait until you hear this, what we saw this morning. And hit us with that all-time cheese ball. Dan, out of those acts, you know who I'd rather have on. I'm not sure which one of the Beach Boys it is, right? Those others are great. I don't know if I could really get that much out of Luke Bryan and all. I don't know the stuff, but the Beach Boys, that's big time. You know the first question. What did you think when Philadelphia put up the sign from sea to shinning sea? Idiots.
I don't even know who's touring with them anymore, because I think Brian Wilson's doing his own thing, like solo tours.
Is there any real Beach Boy with them?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Mike Love is still touring with
them. Okay. Yeah. All right. That would be. Set that interview up. Yeah. Dom Giordano Show. Are you planning on coming to that Trump event? It's going to be really interesting and wild with this time. All right. Big trouble with Mike Johnson. What's happened now, and we'll talk to Jeff and Drew about this, just happening. The speaker is going to try to, by Saturday, if you can imagine, to say that Republicans are putting their stamp on public policy. Put up separate bills. There will be nothing there in securing the border. You know, Republicans said, here's what we're going to do. If we're going to be dragging and screaming with Ukraine, we're going to get the border sealed. We're going to get some kind of deal around that. Nope. Freestanding bills. If I had to bet, it looks like right now, after all this, we're going to spend $60 billion more on Ukraine. More money for Israel. And Democrats got put in there. More humanitarian aid, allegedly, which gets stolen and is used by Hamas. They wouldn't vote for it without this. How do they have all this leverage? What happened to Mike Johnson? Are you in the camp that says... Well, Don, what do you expect them to do? Come on, it's a no-win situation. Here we go again. Now, I'm not saying the turmoil of going through a speaker vote again at this point in time, or even if they're reelected, is going to be easy. I don't even know who it would be. Remember, this guy came out of nowhere as the guy that could satisfy everyone, and he is allegedly a deep conservative. You know all that. So why is he caving in on this? These separate bills, nothing about the border. Democrats got more if they wanted on several of these. And now suddenly, what I'm reading this morning, people are predicting Democrats will vote with some Republicans like Brian Fitzpatrick. And we'll have this done and everything will be sealed up. By Saturday at some point, late Saturday, something like that. What the heck is going on here? I mean, how deeply do we have to say this to Johnson? People are not on board with this added money to Ukraine. I don't even think they're going to be on board if you could convince them that you were doing a good job of sealing off the border, which you can't. What happens to these guys when they get into these roles? Now, Jeff Van Drew likes Johnson, but I don't know. This seems to be a shift now. Before, we didn't know definitively. This just coming down this morning. he's going to offer a separate border bill. That's a slap in the face. That's not going to pass. The only way the border bill passes is if you link it to what they want. Even then, I don't want to go with the Ukrainian money. Do you? Are we being too harsh on Johnson? That's when some people tell me every time this comes up, give him a chance. Well, here's the moment. How are you putting up a separate border bill? There's no way Democrats are going to aid and abet that. And they don't have the majority among the Republicans, at least as I read it. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Have they won again here, even though Republicans are in charge? AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just pushed pound 12. A tell on this is that President Trump, who stood with the speaker recently, was noncommittal yesterday when asked about it. Also, I think they caved in on FISA. In that we didn't get the warrant around the search, the stuff we talked about with Rand Paul. They had to give in on that. Democrats predicting if they didn't, we would have more attacks, things of that nature. 855-839-1210. You get on board. This is a serious moment. A big moment here. And again, I realize how messy it is to take out a speaker when they can't agree on anybody else. I know some people thought, oh, well, That wasn't a big deal. You may remember when McCarthy was taken out, the stuff we went through and what it took to get to Johnson. Jim Jordan couldn't even get over the finish line. How in the world are we going to let them get that money for Ukraine? Under what angle is Johnson going to push this? Well, he's putting up a separate bill on the border. That's not it. It's got to be linked. And even then, I think Democrats are getting the better end of the deal. Remember, I told you, we can put whatever we want down on paper. Does that mean that Biden's actually going to do it? And Brian Fitzpatrick, Dan, said to me, well, we'll put stipulations in there that they won't continue to get the money. I'm not buying that. Come on, Brian. You know what's going to happen. They're going to do what they want. What are you going to do about it? We can't impeach. We can't take out Mayorkas, who's refusing to enforce the laws of the United States and is blatant about it. The Senate apparently isn't going to have a trial. They're going to vote on that quickly and say no trial after all the impeachment talk. So I'm supposed to believe if we got what we wanted on the border, they wouldn't get the Ukraine money. Somehow there'd be a mechanism. I'm not believing that. They'll get the money, and then they won't do what we want on the border. But a standalone border bill. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Arlene in Cherry Hill. Arlene, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Arlene, good morning. Afternoon.
Good morning or good afternoon. You know, I just want to say, Dom, I agree so much with you about the Republicans in Congress. I don't get it. We fold all the time, even back when they were doing the budget. You know what? Let the government close down. I get so annoyed. They fold all the time.
Yeah, this is major because it's several things coming together, Arlene, at once here. And Ukraine, there's nobody in the world on the Republican side other than a few that wants to give $60 billion more dollars. It's ridiculous.
Absolutely. So how come they keep getting it?
Well, look, I'm going to ask Jeff Van Drew, and I know Van Drew doesn't want to vote for that and won't, but he defended Mike Johnson before. I think this is indefensible now. I don't see how you can put up with this guy.
I just feel like we have a lot of spineless jellyfish men in leadership in the Republican Party.
Yeah, we need a few women like Arlene in there. Thank you, Arlene. Thanks for the call here. All right, cheese ball of the day. Hit us with that. National Cheese Ball Day. Somebody cheesy. Dan, it's been on, and I just flipped through the channels, and it's The Breakfast Club.
Oh.
And the guy who plays the teacher that's in charge of them,
yes,
when they're in the library that day. That guy's a great actor, is a cheesy guy. Oh, my God, the stuff that he's involved in.
Paul Gleason was the actor's name.
Yeah. He's really, really good.
Another great one. Senator John Kennedy, who Fish Upon loves, but
right,
just the king of those corn ball quotes, she puts this one. As we say in Louisiana, President Trump is a hard dog to keep on the porch. He's not a porch dog. He's a running dog. He likes to do things his way. He's full of those corny quotes. They're great.
Yeah, the other day he said, why doesn't he go to Amazon to buy a spine? Talking about Biden.
And Josh, another great one, Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri's a cornball.
Oh, you kidding me? With his bowling shirts with flames on them and his bleach blonde hair and the glasses that he wears backwards on his head.
By the way,
corny acts.
In other restaurant news, the guy of Hell's Kitchen has squatters.
Gordon Ramsay?
Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, Gordon's the man.
Yes.
Uh-oh, what happened?
In London, in his big bistro there, Dan, some of them got out, and some of them are wanting to buy out. They took over Gordon Ramsay's $16.1 million London pub. Some chose to stay inside the restaurant because he's not there, they said. So they're going to stay there.
Mm.
The squatters thing. Now, we have our own squatters. I told Ro, she thought it was pretty clever. That's what you said about the groundhogs, right? So yeah. Remember I told you the trap guy puts out the traps, and we trapped 3 groundhogs.
Yeah.
Well, now this morning.
No.
He put it out again. We said, look, you can't just take them away, come back and all.
Where's he taking them? Like,
he lets them off in the woods, as far as we know.
Like, he's not putting them like back in your backyard, and they're just
no. It's a humane type of thing.
Yeah. I just want to make sure he wasn't letting them go too close.
The extermination type of thing causes problems.
Yeah.
So anyhow, I look out and I can't see it last night, but I see another animal's in the trap. Guess what? Now what happens now? I don't know what gets triggered. I'm not home yet.
Wait, what kind of animals?
It's a squirrel now. That's in there. So do we get charged? Get the squirrel, because I think we are just going to release the squirrel back into the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Rose negotiating with the guy as we're talking. If a squirrel gets in there, it's not the groundhog. You're not removing anything. You're just opening the trap and saying, get out of here.
Oh, so he's trying to charge you for removal of the squirrel?
I don't know yet.
Oh, get out of here, dude.
But
no.
Once you go down this groundhog path, Dan, if you ever have it happen to you over there in Jersey, now we have unintended consequences. The squirrel goes for the food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got to close that thing up. I think that's what it's coming to, is you got to brick up the entrance that these guys are getting into, right?
We told if they die in there, though. If there are more in there, they die in there. The stink is unbelievable.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Then they have to come and tear it all up. So, you know, give me some groundhog.
So that thing under your steps, that opening that you have, does it open up to your foundation, like your basement or anything?
I'm not sure. That's why we're going after this.
Man,
so Ro wants me to clear the entire garden out this weekend.
Wait, by clearing out the garden, you have to, like, raise it?
No, just take out all the stuff that might be attracting them.
Gotcha.
I'm saying cement over the garden.
Salads for dinner this weekend, apparently.
Yeah, well, I mean, just cement over everything.
Yeah.
And we'll still get onto that. Wait a minute. They're not bulldozers.
You're not serving your squatters beef Wellington like Gordon's serving his?
Oh, now, can you imagine that guy going in there with some kitchen knives? I bet he's doing a show out of it with the squatters.
Oh, that'd be great. Squat kitchen.
And the squatter thing is just the latest wrinkle of what you get with progressives around the world.
Next level squatter.
Yep. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Love to get your response. Mike Johnson, separate bills, including a border bill. That defeats the whole idea of it. Now, Jeff Andrew has said, you know, he's in a hard spot. He's defended it before, and I get it. We don't want the turmoil of another speaker battle. I can't take Gates. Please. But what are you going to do with this guy?
Definitely a cornball.
Yeah, I think this is a cornball move. All right, National Cheeseball Day.
Yeah, cheeseball.
Hit us with that all-time cheeseball. Terry of Harleysville there, Dan, right? He and I over the years, he's a great caller. I mean,
I think recently of KOP, right? King of Prussia?
That's right. It was originally Harleysville, I think. And he's the big union guy. He always starts with that, so... All right, a lot of things brewing, including what's happening with Mike Johnson, the speaker, what he's going to do here a little bit later in the show. Dan's on a roll here. I saw this, and I didn't pluck it for some reason. A 16-year-old North Carolina high school student was suspended for saying illegal alien while discussing word meaning in English class, possibly ruining his chance of landing a college sports scholarship. Well, wait a minute, Dan. If the kid is good and he hasn't murdered too many people, they need him. You're going to get a college sports scholarship.
But you won't abide by the language police, Dom. How can you earn a college scholarship? It's not
well,
fair.
What I'm saying is, though, if he's really good, they'll say, we don't like it, but, you know.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying that's a graver sin than some of the criminals we've seen playing college ball.
Well, no, my thing is, here you have a bunch of liberal, progressive universities, and now the kid's skyrocketing into headlines because he's expelled for such a stupid reason for using the term illegal alien that are these liberal universities going to want to put up with the pushback of, you know, having him on one of their prominent athletic teams?
I don't know. Exactly how I would frame it. So, okay, if he can't be on that, that's an even better question. What about the criminals that are on there?
Yeah.
Let's go to Robert. We'll give you the details on that. Robert in Bensalem. Robert, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today. I noticed when he went out into Harlem, it reminded me of when he went into that McDonald's down in Georgia last week. And the media is becoming apoplectic about it because... For a long time, they saw themselves as the guardians of when Republicans say something, they're the guardians of what their voters hear.
Yes.
And he's going out without that filter, and he's hitting a home run, and it's making them crazy. And that's why you have that Wallace woman throwing her papers all over the set, and you have Joe and Mika, who share a brain, acting like a pair of idiots. And I think they're going nuts over this. And I'm loving it. I'm absolutely
loving
it.
Well, Robert, I'm going to tweak you, though. My point was, it's better. That's his natural environment. He gets a lot of media coverage than the rallies, where I think he just wants to entertain him. He's in his element. Remember the Chick-fil-A? You're right. And then this? Nobody else could do that.
Nope. That is absolutely true. And more importantly, most Republicans couldn't do that either, because he's authentic. And that's what the media can't stand. But anyway, I want to get to my side question. There's an all-timer for that, you know, in a great novel. And I figured that would be kind of boring and easy. So I'm going to go with his modern-day counterpart. My all-time cheese ball is Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. You guys have a great weekend. Or great day. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you very much. Dan, we have a guy licensed to do groundhog work. I got to go to that here. This is a pressing. We got squirrels captured now. That's good.
There are so many wrinkles to this Robert guy that it fascinates me, right?
He's the best self-educated guy I've ever heard.
He really
without
is.
Without a doubt, yeah. Even though he tweaks me. What I was saying
did he say that he didn't finish high school? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It's amazing.
At Trump rallies, his crowd is not as diverse, and he plays to the crowd, and he just, you know, needs to constantly entertain. In these things, it's a natural thing. You got food. He's giving it away. He's asking how you're doing. He's talking to the bodega guy, making a point about crime. He just seems more relaxed and not needing to be funny. Just be naturally him in this. And the whole world's going to cover it. This was a spectacle beyond belief. I think these kind of appearances are better than the other. That's the only point I was making.
I agree.
I mean, he didn't say anything or do anything yesterday where people can. What they're trying to say is the crowd was bussed in or something. No, not really. I don't think you're bussing him into Harlem. Give me a break.
I really think he's achieved this now. I mean, he's always had the celebrity status, but he can just go out there and be relatable, likable, right. And I feel people will gravitate towards it.
Yes. The only one I could think of that could do it because he can fake it better than anybody is Clinton.
Yes.
Out of all these people. And that's why I said, to Robert's point, Mitt Romney looks like a guy in a top hat.
Ain't nobody can fake it like me. You know, nobody can sit there and put on that plastic smile. I just sit there like any of those old radio DJs used to put on those plastic smiles right now and talk off them records. That's how I learned it.
Thank you. That's right. Dan, you know, I was thinking of trying it and going there. What would Howard Stern be like going to a bodega?
Hey, Robin. Did you see that? Donald Trump went to a bodega. Yeah. That's great news, Robin. That's great.
By the way, Smithers, I'm glad that,
Mr. Burns now, too.
I'm glad that you picked Mr. Burns. Who is that man on the radio, Smithers? I believe that's Dom Giordano, sir, one of your radio hosts and sectors.
Smithers, it's actually Mark Levin that's on the radio.
Yeah,
that's right, my friends. Mark Levin. Just going to go into like all the voices that Jim Kelly actually does.
Oh, no, it's not Mark. It's Sean Hannity.
And you know what it is. It's great to be here, and we have a really good show for you. Newt Gingrich is going to be here, and Mark Levin, the great one.
Is Bill O'Reilly there?
Okay. Dom Giordano Day coming up very soon.
Oh, it's Don Imus now.
You see this situation that I have is just dreadful and hideous.
It's amazing.
It's 8:52 in the Imus.
Mark Bachelor. All right. We'll have more coming up. Who knows?
I need one macho man. Come on.
All right, macho man.
Ooh, yeah. Don't forget, Dom Giordano Day is coming to a place near you. Ooh, down that Iowa. Step into a Slim Jim.
It's actually in Wildwood, too. We determined that today. Oh, my goodness.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time of afternoon that Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan time with Dom. And Dom, I often complain about the popularity of the series on Amazon Prime called Reacher. I don't know if you ever got into it. I don't know if Ro got into it, but it was the most watched series for a long, long time across all the streaming services. And I would often say, I'd critique it, saying that the star, Alan Ritchson, just can't act. He completely ruined the series for me. He's terrible. Mm-hmm. He's a good-looking guy. I mean, I'm willing to admit he's a former model, so I think that's why it drew a lot of audience. But the guy cannot act Alan Ritchson, and it comes out that he's not very good politically either. He's called Donald Trump a, quote, rapist and con man, and he's talked about how disappointed he is in those that claim to be Christian that still support him. But now, Dom, Alan Richardson, a.k.a. Reacher, has entered into a feud with the FOP. He said publicly, cops get away with murder all the time, and the fact that we can't really hold them accountable for their improprieties is disturbing to me. We should completely reform the way that we do it. I mean, you shouldn't have to spend more time getting an education as a hairstylist than as a cop who's armed with a deadly weapon. We should make it very hard for people to make mistakes or abuse power in our institutions. Not long after, the FOP responded, saying, Mr. Richens gets his face and forehead powdered on set. Our officers are out there doing a job he doesn't have the courage to do. They continue saying, while he gets to hear loud pops and have blanks fired at him, our officers feel the heat of the bullets as they pierce their skin. It continues. And Richardson shot back, and he doesn't want to back down. So it seems that this might continue. And I just want to put it out there. I don't mean to bring the guy down more, but there might be a reason why I thought he was a bad actor, and it might be proven now. Your thoughts on this, Dom?
Yeah, well, John McNesby, we should ring up. He'd be the guy debating this guy about the cops and hairdressers.
You know, yeah.
We can't get Frank Rizzo. But, yeah, ridiculous.
So in the response, which is snarky by the FOP, it gets snarky, and Richardson says, the kind of emotionally immature response is the epitome of what concerns me about law enforcement today. If this is how leadership handles a peaceful disagreement, what does life look like for those unseen interactions in the street? How does this shape the character of those police officers looking to management? Do you really want individuals so easily angered and bullied like school children to have a gun in the protection of an untouchable union? I don't. So, words from Alan Richardson, a.k.a. Reacher. Very disappointing to hear. Never thought he was a good actor in the first place, though, so I can't say he's a bad actor now. He's just always been a bad actor. But also, Dom, Bad Bunny faces a concert move here in Philadelphia. Just getting this out there to our audience, who I know are huge Bad Bunny fans.
Sure,
Dom.
Yes.
Yeah, so if the Sixers lose to the Heat and they have to play that second play-in game, it's going to be played Friday, and it's going to have to reschedule the concert for Bad Bunny at the Wells Fargo Center. So Sixers take precedence. I'm just putting that PSA out there. If you have any kids that are scheduled to go to the Bad Bunny concert on Friday, keep an eye on tonight's game to see how that
turns
out.
Well, I'm 100% invested for the Sixers to win, but a loss disturbing the great Bad Bunny would not exactly be a problem for me.
And finally, Dom, down there in Florida, this is a Florida story, but a woman named Crystal Methvin has been arrested for none other than possessing crystal meth.
There we go.
That's all I got for Dan time today.
All right, let's go to Jim in Elverson, because Jim apparently is a groundhog guy. Hey, Jim, good afternoon. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Don, what do you say? How are you, Dan?
Doing good.
Doing good.
Good, good. Hey, I just want to check in with you. The Pennsylvania Game Commission establishes the rules and regs for wildlife pest control. So your animals have to be euthanized in today's society. A lot of people with the temperament. Sure, because the county health department keeps records on rabies, distemper, and the like, and groundhogs, you know, they're treated nicely in cages, and most of them will be euthanized. And I've had a lot of people call me and say, Jim, can you get this fox or this raccoon out of my yard and make sure you let it go? And we could, as license holders, we could be, have our licenses revoked if we're releasing a potential vector into a park or into another natural area where they may transmit the disease.
Well, Jim, any advice for me? I guess the front where I differ with all the people I've talked with and my wife is I just think this space we have, it's a garden that goes into a step, so there's no cement at one point. I'm determined to cement down. I don't care how far I have to go once we get rid of this to stop it.
Absolutely. Go ahead and get some chicken wire and rocks and debris. Throw that down the hole first. Then get your bag of factory, mix it, and pour it in. That's what I offer people the service after I remove an animal. I tell them how to do it. They say they're going to take care of themselves. Next year, they're calling me to do it.
Wow. So, Jim, if you'd be good enough, give Dan your number. I may give you a call once we settle this out. That's great advice.
You bet. I keep it low-key because there's too many animal wackos out there that don't realize that these animals, animal-people conflicts are real, and these are animals that carry rabies. So keep away from them and be safe. But, yeah, I could give my number to Dan. That's
Thank
good.
You. Thank you, Jim. Thanks very much for that. Coming up, he's a dentist, so I don't know what he knows about pest control. We're going to talk to Jeff Andrews, a quarterback of Trump coming to Wildwood. But also, I'll ask him about Mike Johnson and what the heck is going on here by Saturday? Really?
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.